Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Doug, you never watched the Super Bowl?
No.
Not even live?
No.
There's like over 100 million people in the country that watch the Super Bowl.
No, but, you know, I don't want to ask me. I got a question about if I saw Coach. Wasn't it last year someone asked me about did I watch Coach Coughlin Super Bowls? And I'm like, no.
So you?
I don't know why everyone doesn't believe that.
you never watch it live?
No, I'm usually so pissed off I can't handle it.
Oh my God. What? The laughing?
Yeah, Nora Princiotti.
That who it is?
Yep. Got confirmation.
You're awful.
I don't know if any jokes were in there.
You're awful.
Good reporting.
Good job, Zoe.
You want an answer?
Way
I got
to be
it.
An insider.
We have multiple reporting angles on this story.
Yeah. Who's laughing?
It's almost like that got so much more distracting than the actual comments by Marone. And the more you listen to Marone, he sounds like a moron more and more. Like, you're that much of a badass. No, I got pissed off, man. It's more Rex Ryan than it is Bill Parcells.
Right, I'll tell you why. Because Rex Ryan, he may have been loud and he was brash and he was a little nuts, but at least he was real.
And you knew he was effing with you if he was kidding. Like, this guy's trying to be serious. And you know, our boy Tom said he's a fraud.
Do you miss Rex Ryan being that coach of a team the Patriots have to play?
I do.
I do, too.
I do. Even though he got, like, still and stagnant at the end because they were getting their ass kicked, but he'd still give it to you. I'll find a way to get the Brady. I always do. We may not win, but I'm going to frustrate the hell out of him. Yeah, I miss him. I thought Rex was good for the league.
When's he going to get back into the game? You think he's going to be a TV guy the rest of the way?
Have you ever turned that show on to watch him? I've not done once. Not once.
I'm not typically available at those hours.
But even when you are, do you think like, I got to watch Rex?
No, I didn't even know he was still doing TV.
But Jim, I don't feel that way about anybody on television. For NFL pregame or NFL anything.
You know what? I like the...
There's nobody I feel I have to make, this guy is on, I got to watch.
For whatever reason, I like the Fox set because I love Bradshaw. Mike Strahan's pretty good. Howie's good. And I played for Jimmy. And I think Kirk Minifee does a good job juggling those guys. I think the Fox set's good.
I watch one football show, national, one football show a week.
Who, Ken Jungalo?
Good morning, football.
Football Fix?
No, I'm on that show. I don't even watch that.
What's a football show you watch?
Football Night in America. It's the one show I see.
Is that even a show? It's like a wrap-up of like the highlights from the day
but
of.
It's got people that are on the set. Rodney Harrison.
Yeah.
You've got, Tony Dungy. And you've got like Florio. Mm. And it's on at a time where I'm either available or I make sure that I DVR it at the very least to see the extended highlights of every game. Mm. There you go. That's the one show I know I'll see every week. I don't have time to sit around and watch pregames. I'm doing a pregame. Just don't. That's what I do, Zoe. Like, you don't have time to watch 1 o'clock games when you're calling a 1 o'clock game.
Don't. Same thing. I won't see any 4:30 games this week.
Right.
Yeah. I won't see the night one because I'll be traveling back.
That doesn't mean he's not good at TV, Jim. I just wonder if he's going to get tired of the TV and get the itch to get back in the game.
It's
one of two ways. You either get into TV and you're like, this is nothing like being a coach. I want to go back to being a coach. Or you say, wow, TV. This is pretty nice. I can live a normal life. Can, during the week be home.
Yeah.
Can make all kinds of crazy foot videos with my wife. Can really free me up to do other things during the course of the week. It's a lot less hours. So, I don't know. I don't know which way, but I sort of miss him. I'd like for him to come back and be a coordinator somewhere. Just for fun. Hopefully in the AFC. But Doug Marone, I mean, just listen to him yesterday. I've never watched. Just being a goofball. What are you talking about?
Why are you wasting your time on this? You want to talk about the Red Sox?
Why do you claim this?
Yeah.
And if you haven't heard today, we've reported that he's lying. T-Bone reporting today. Tom Morgan, his brother, played for this guy, Doug Marrone, at Syracuse. Played under him for 2 years. And the day after that Saints Super Bowl, a team that Doug Marrone was the offensive coordinator on for 3 years, came in and wouldn't shut up about the Super Bowl and how great it was and was beaming with pride like he had coached the Saints to the Super Bowl the night before. So that would mean he watched the game. And of course he watched the game because no one believes this. And then he starts getting in on the reporters about the Red Sox and the Yankees at the end and... Ah, save it. Save it, Marrone. Latest clown in the clown show in the AFC. Latest clown head coach.
Can't lie to take your licking.
Same guy that screwed it all up last year when his team had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, and of course they lost the game. Of course they did. Dave is in Lynn on Jalen Ramsey and the Jaguars. Dave.
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks. Two quick points. One, I do think that Brady and Gronk are going to go right at Ramsey. Like he did against Pittsburgh, I think it was Ryan Clark. He went right at him after running his mouth all week. Brady tends to, I think, do that when people run their mouth during the week, and I think he will go after him. He talked about his tight ends. And the other thing I just want to say is I was really impressed with Philip Dorsett, how he looked last week compared to how he looked with us year one, and I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that, guys.
Yeah, I don't know how you could feel any other way about week one.
I don't even know how I could evaluate last year because he's sort of not expected to do much, you know?
Well, the question now is, can he do it for another? Can he keep doing it?
Yeah. Can you build on what you did?
Was that a fluke, or is that what he's going to be this year?
I mean, because any normal person would take that seven targets, seven catches for the production he gave you and a touchdown. You take that every week. It'd be huge.
Fabulous.
It's hard to actually build off that.
Yeah.
If you're Jacksonville, you're looking at that on film saying, okay, we got to watch this guy now.
You hold him to seven catches a week. I'm not going to hold him to that standard. He's not going to be, I don't know if he's going to be a 100 catch guy.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Seven a week, so that comes out to 112.
No, but you know what I mean? Just be productive. You don't have to, you can be four this week. And you know, we've seen this with Hogan too, where you'll disappear for like 4 weeks and all of a sudden, boom, there he is, eight catches.
We remember last year, Gilsley scored three touchdowns in the first game.
Exactly.
That's right.
Things change quickly in this league.
Mm-hmm.
Production changes quickly. Role on this team can change quickly. Mm-hmm. Troy and Norwell on bad quarterbacks. Troy.
Hey, guys. I got a sleeper quarterback bum for you, the week for you. That's going to be Ryan Tannehill versus that Jets defense that just embarrassed the Lions.
That is a good one. You know what else might be a good one? Something to keep an eye on tonight. How does Joe Flacco play against Cincinnati?
That's a good one, too. Athletic defense. Loud. It's going to be loud there.
On the road. At Cincinnati, that's one to watch.
Yeah, it's Tannehill. Damn. No one has Tannehill. You know what? They play Lamar Jackson, too. They were even playing him when he didn't have the big lead. So they're putting him in there on third and short and getting him in there and running around.
How did nobody draft him?
Tom wants to know if he can pick somebody up right now because he forgot to pick somebody up.
No.
Session's over. You do your homework before show. I'm not prepared for one.
Waiver wire is always open.
This isn't a normal fantasy league.
Turn him up.
Waiver wire is always open.
You had an opportunity to make two moves.
We closed it. We're the commissioners.
And you chose to make one. Right?
I have access to the spreadsheet. I could just change it.
I don't care what you have access to.
I got access to things that I don't just say, hey, I'm going to do it. You know,
get out of here.
Waiver wire is open from 12:51 to 12:59 on Thursdays.
It's an 8-minute segment.
It's like a new draft.
You're overthinking this thing.
Aaron is in Northboro. Aaron.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Hey, Zoe, let me ask you a question. I don't know if somebody can pull a stat on this, but is Gilmore the most penalized player that we have in the Patriots secondary?
I mean, I don't know.
He gets a lot of holding, normally he's a bit grabby.
Normally, your number one corners tend to be that guy because you're covering the best receivers, and it's always going to be a battle, and you're always going to have your hands on him. I mean, Ty used to be it. Same thing with Asante. You remember Revis with the arm barring and grabbing, and yeah, I wouldn't be concerned by it.
Well, so my follow-up question was just going to be, having played in the NFL, is there a point to where a coach starts to, get discomforted by the fact that the quarterbacks or the deep back is getting the multiple penalties? At what point do they say, all right,
it's a good question. It is a good question. But if the coach looks at it, and this thing, and I know this with Bill, If you tend to make the same mistake over and over, that's when Bill gets pissed. But if you coach them up and you say, okay, we can see they blew this call, or you could see, yeah, the ball was there. This is a bullcrap call. You're gonna hold it against him. You would change up the defense a little, maybe play a little more zone. But you brought Gilmore here to be a lockdown cover guy, you know? And I think that's where he's at his best. And you gotta understand that when you do play man, you're gonna get these calls with your number one corner.
Well, we know Gilmore had a pair last week. You wanna know a bigger sample? Last year, he had 7 penalties, which made him the most penalized guy in the secondary for the Patriots. And after him, Butler had 4. Chung had 4. Brandon King had 2. Batamosi had 2. Eric Rowe and Nate Ebner each had 1. There you go.
A quarterback's going to tend to go to their number one guys. So you're going to be forcing the ball to whoever he's covering. So you're going to get some calls there. That's where the action is. Calls are made where the action is and where the ball goes.
617-779-0985. Patriots topics. Doug Marrone. The clown show that is the Jaguars. Ready for that again this weekend. And 100 wins for the Red Sox. We'll get to that next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Red Sox won 100 games. Woo! Woohoo! Yeah! 100 games! Feel it, baby! 100! I need a t-shirt. Let's get t-shirts, so 100 games!
You wear it for a week until they break the next record.
100 games! What do they do when they win 107? 107
games! Shirt. 107.
Put it on a t-shirt, everybody!
Now that's
first to 100.
Which one would you rather have?
Woo! Remember when they did the first to 50? What was that? God, last season? They're really pushing the first to 50. Yeah, big deal.
You know who does that? The Colts. Losers do that.
It's a nice little
footnote. You brought up a good point earlier. 3 teams won over 100 games
last year.
I'll
tell you, you know what can make this 100 games mean a lot? By winning. Winning when it really matters. I will say nice things about their 100 wins if they follow through and win it all.
Yeah.
Then you look back and say, what a team.
Well, not only win it all, but
wire to wire.
100 wins doesn't mean any less than it does now.
Historically, it will.
If you think it's, is it a bad 100 wins? Not a bad 100 wins.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Is it a less than spectacular 100 wins because of the competition?
Yes.
Or is it because you're waiting for the postseason?
Both. It's actually both.
So the competition wouldn't have changed if after the fact. So that, you can't go back and say, oh, that's a great 100 win team.
Well, you think it's a three team race now.
You know what though, Jim?
You're Houston and New York.
I think Jim's being a little negative. I think that's a little too negative.
I'm negative because I think 3 divisions in a row are good.
Yes.
So negative.
Let me say this. The competition thing is a factor, no doubt in my mind, but I don't care how bad the competition, you still won 100 games. I'm still going to give them that. This is a great team. This is a great team. Their bullpen blows. Still a great team despite that.
It is an accomplishment then.
Yeah, I'm not going to completely take it away, but I also don't really care that much. I will tell you that retroactively, I will care about this if they follow through and prove themselves in October. I will. It'll be memorable. The 100 wins becomes memorable if you give it some context of a World Series or even, dare I say, winning the World Series.
I just get in and make some noise. I think they,
like 1946, they went to the World Series. They at least did that. They went to the World Series and they lost. Johnny Pesky double clutched.
Ian Slaughter, right?
Depending on who you talk to. Maybe he just held that ball at second base a little too long. Great debate, though, about the 46 team. The video, the footage of it is not so great. The footage that does exist of the 1946 World Series, Artie.
1946. Now in color.
No, not yet.
Colorized version.
617-779-0985. There we go. So that's on the table as well. I also want to get to a story about the Celtics. By the way, if you're watching us on NBC Sports Boston, we're saying goodbye at 1:30 to you. Not on the radio, just on TV. Because they're going to Gordon Hayward's press conference that he's holding today.
The hell, they think
at 1:30. I don't know.
Do what they want to do.
They cover the Celtics. Yeah. They want to cover the press conference. Be my guest. Kevin's in Worcester. Kevin.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just want to start this off. Did Malcolm Mitchell have any knee injuries before he was drafted?
Yes, he did.
Yep.
Okay, and Sonny Michel did too.
Yep.
So yes, I was watching this video today.
Dominic Easley did too, another first rounder. Keep going.
Absolutely. So they asked him today about, you know, what the coach is playing with him, and he just basically said, I don't know. You know, so do they have a plan for them, or
no, he's told to say
another, he's told to say that, okay.
Yeah. Just like Deion Lewis last year when he was talking, like, Deion, why are you playing so much in the preseason? You worried about getting, man, I can't worry about nothing. I don't, all I can do is just go out there and play. It's up to them. He doesn't know. He has no clue. Sonny Michel has no clue. He's got to get healthy, get out there, and get on.
He's got to get better at answering those questions. Yeah. You can't say, I have no idea. You say, well, the plan right now is to just get healthy and continue to work towards being out on the field.
Right.
Just help my team. We could do it. We could coach these guys on how to be a Patriot. I could coach any player. You want to know how to answer like a Patriot? I'll tell you how to do it. You don't say you have no idea. You always have an idea. The idea is to get healthy and get back, work your way back onto the field. Contribute. Help your team. Those are the vanilla answers you give. Chris in Beverly has a thought on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Chris.
Yes. Hi. Hi, guys. I'm a big Pats fan, but I'm going to talk to you about the Steelers. I think everybody's getting so involved with the Bell situation, whatever. My issue is with Ben, big old bad Ben. Something's not right about him. He's slow. You can't rely on the arm all the time. What is your perspective? I just don't think he's got it anymore. What do you think?
Well, I think he still has it. He has great people around him. Anytime you have Antonio Brown, it's going to be interesting to see what this Connor kid could continue to do and if he can improve and how much he's going to miss Le'Veon Bell at some point. But, I mean, that was a sloppy game. They didn't protect the ball. He's got to be better. He's played in this league too long to know how to play in water. You know, when the conditions in the field are wet. He's big. He's 6'6". He's got big hands. There's no reason for him to turn the ball over the way he did on Sunday.
Yeah.
Especially against that team on the road.
Do we have a Franco Harris issue on the call screener right now? It's not a player name, but I read it quickly and I thought,
is it a town?
No.
We'll find out when we take the call. See what happens when we take the call. It could be that.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be one or the other. Michael in Connecticut, what do you want to talk about today?
I want to just, after watching NFL games last weekend, just propose a couple of scenarios to you guys to check this idea of parity in the NFL.
If you could just pause 1 minute there, Michael. You wanted to talk about parity, not parody. Not there's a parody.
P-A-R-O-D-Y. I was waiting for the kicker there.
I kept like kind of looking at it on the screen going, some caller about it, some joke about the NFL. And then I read it and I'm like, oh no, this person wants to talk about parody in the NFL. Sorry, Michael, go ahead.
Well, that's okay. Either way, because it may turn out to be both.
Great call. Great call.
Here we go. Just want to propose a scenario. I'm going to propose a best 2 out of 3 game, 3-game series in the middle of Nebraska somewhere between your New England Patriots, as the roster stands right now, and the best players from Buffalo, Miami, and the New York Jets on the other side of the field. Best 2 out of 3. Games, middle of nowhere, no home field advantage.
All right,
New England.
Who win?
New England.
There you go.
Who's coaching the other team? Can we get a good coach on the other team?
Never mind. Listen, we got to take what we got. Okay, I'm going to go all the way to the other side of the country.
Let's say we can take the best. You can handpick the best coaching staff from the coaching staffs within the division.
Yeah,
fair enough.
You know, right? The sad thing is, you know, who would be your head coach?
Who?
Bubba Gump. They got barbecue shrimp. We got this shrimp. We're going to run this blitz. A little bit of this. Todd Bowles. It's Forrest Gump's buddy.
So Todd Bowles is the head coach?
Yeah. Blue. Yeah.
Todd Bowles is the head coach. There you go. Now you go to the, I'm going to go way to the other side of the country. We're going to go to the NFC West. We're going to play best 2 out of 3 in the middle of Missouri somewhere.
I like this game.
I'm going to put, as we know them right now, the Los Angeles Rams, one side of the field, 53 men, the best players from Arizona, San Francisco. Oof. And what's left of Seattle.
Ooh. Okay.
I think we're coin flipping.
Michael, excellent call. This is a fun game.
Who's your quarterback?
Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Russell
Who's
Wilson.
Your quarterback, Jim?
Is your quarterback?
Who would have been last week?
Oh, it would have been Russell Wilson.
I would have.
I know what you're doing. You're Garoppolo-ing this thing.
I would not have taken Jimmy Garoppolo.
Not over Russell Wilson.
No. Maybe someday I will, but that day is not today.
Who do they have?
David Johnson's your running back.
Who's
Who's David Johnson?
Hardy, who's San Fran have this week?
Who does
Doug Baldwin, Larry Fitzgerald, the receivers?
I was going to say Fitz, Baldwin, and if we can throw Tyler Lockett in there too, three receivers. Yeah. Right?
Not a lot of tight ends. Kittle and Drizzly.
The fantasy freak likes Kittle.
How about that? But think about that. You have Aaron Donald. You get Chandler Jones, Dominican Sue.
Who would win?
Bobby Wagner.
Pete Carroll, your coach? Or Kyle Shanahan, your coach?
I go...
One coach defense, one coach offense?
Man, I don't... Put Pete out there.
Steve Wilks?
Look at all these players. I don't,
we're not taking Steve Wilks. Do something. That's for sure.
The hell is Steve
Wilks? I guarantee you that Steve Wilks... You're going to forget Steve Wilks' name every week this year. We're going to have a quiz once a week. Who's the head coach of the Cardinals? Steve Wilks.
I still will fill it.
I know you will. Yeah, I think the Rams would still win. Like the Patriots would win and the Rams would win. That's bad. That really is. That does strike at the issue of parity in the league. Mm. There's not... you know what, though? Do you feel it's better or worse this year than last? Just through 1 week.
Better.
I feel like it's better, too.
And
I feel like we're going to get better games as a result.
Everybody liked to kick the hell out of the AFC and kick them down and say that the NFC is that much better or that much stronger. You know, if Baltimore could get hot, Pittsburgh could get going. You know, everybody, you know, shoot. But Miami won. The Jets won. You got three teams in the AFC East, 1-0. And who would have thought that would happen? I think, about two at the best. New England and somebody else. That was it.
Marshall Hook had this tweet.
Oh, boy.
24 minutes ago.
Oh, boy. Hook NATO.
I'm only halfway through the Jabari Bird police report, and I'm willing to say he will never play in the NBA again. If you didn't hear this story, Jabari Bird was arrested last weekend in an incident related to domestic violence. There are some details of this that are starting to emerge today from that police report. Marshall Hook has some of those details. We'll tell you what they are coming up next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 1-0 last night to earn win number 100 on the season. They'll go for 101 tonight when they wrap up the set with the Blue Jays. David Price, by the way, picked up his 15th W on the year, going seven innings last night, allowing just three hits. Eduardo Rodriguez gets the start tonight. Patriots will play the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday in Jacksonville. Rex Burkhead held out of yesterday's session with a concussion. Jacob Hollister, Sonny Michel limited in practice yesterday. Bruins trying to practice in China today. Some of their gear stuck in customs. They're going to play 2:30 a.m. Saturday morning, the first of two games in China. As Beetle just mentioned, Celtic Jabari Bird in court on assault, kidnapping, and strangulation charges. It is an ugly story. We'll get into it a little bit next here on Zolak and Bertrand. And Tyler Seguin has signed an 8-year contract extension worth $9.85 million per season. Headlines are brought to you by Brennan Smoke Shop with locations in Plymouth, Pembroke, Brockton, Wareham, Raynham, Taunton, Stoughton, and New Bedford. Brennan Smoke Shop, MA.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. You can get Sports Hub headlines anytime in your flash briefing on your Alexa voice activated speaker or coming up here live in 30 minutes.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, so Jabari Bird was arraigned today on charges of assaulting his girlfriend. And the accusations that were presented today are gruesome. That's how I would describe them. Gruesome. This is a bottom of the roster player for your Boston Celtics, which would lead me to believe that Jabari Bird is not going to be a part of the Celtics.
Well, this will be an easy one for him.
Easy decision. Yeah. The narrative in the police report today says that it happened just after 9 p.m. last Friday night. Mm. And a officer responded to an area in Brighton, apartment in Brighton, near the Celtics practice facility on the same street as the Celtics practice facility. And it was about a domestic assault and battery. Officer responded. Upon arrival, the officer met with another officer and explained that a The victim in this case was currently at a hospital. The victim was a domestic assault and suffered from a domestic assault and battery from her boyfriend, Jabari Bird. The victim told the officer that she was at Bird's residence, where she stated that she was assaulted for a period of 4 hours by Bird, finally being able to leave the apartment at about 5 p.m. She stated that at about 1 p.m., her and Bird had gotten into an argument about Bird having trust issues with her. The victim stated that during the argument, Bird began to strangle her, using one of his hands around her neck, also throwing her against the wall.
Jesus.
After he did that, the victim stated that he then began to strangle her around the neck using two hands. She stated that he had strangled her approximately a dozen times, and he had a pattern of when she began to go limp, he would stop and allow her to regain her breath.
Oh, nice of him.
And then continuing to strangle her again. Victim stated that she had lost consciousness at one point for a few seconds, and when she awoke, she found herself on the floor under Bird's bed. When she stuck her head out from under the bed, Bird began to kick her multiple times on the stomach. Victim stated that she remembers that Bird was not wearing shoes while she was being kicked. Victim continued to state that at a certain point, she had communicated to Bird that she wanted to leave. Bird had prevented her from leaving by physically putting his hands on her and at one point grabbing her by the ankles and dragging her away from the door. She also stated that during the ordeal, she was put inside the bathroom and Bird had shut the door and wouldn't allow her out for an extended period of time. Victim stated she eventually got out of the bathroom and observed that Bird had passed out and began displaying seizure-like symptoms. Victim states that Bird had anxiety issues that he struggles with. Stated that the then picked him up off the ground and managed to put him on the bed where he was asleep. Victim stated she then left the apartment, took custody of Bird's friend's vehicle, and drove home at that point.
Wait a minute. He suffered a seizure and she helped him, got him to the bed, picked him up, and put him on the bed, and then left? I would have ran out of there screaming.
She then went to a friend. The friend said, obviously, you need to seek medical attention and you need to contact police. The officer who responded observed cuts on the victim's neck. Her left ear was bruised. The officer observed that her left eye appeared to be bloodshot. Victim also informed the officer she had multiple bumps on her head. The officer spoke to the doctor who treated the victim and confirmed those injuries and also informed the officer that she did observe internal bleeding on the victim's head behind her ear. Stated that they are awaiting a CAT scan to determine the extent of the victim's injuries. But those are the allegations against Jabari Bird. What is there to say about that?
I don't even know if the Celtics can say we're still gathering information at this time. Like, there's your police report. But to be fair, I mean, you gotta act swift. You gotta act swiftly here. You distance yourself. I know it's like everybody's innocent until proven guilty. I understand that. But, I mean, we're in a different day and age here with domestic violence. Pretty descriptive. I mean, it speaks for itself. I mean,
yes. So the Celtics now are in a spot where they have a player who's being accused of these things, and that's and not a good look for the team, despite them not having anything to do with it.
Right.
Today at 12:47 p.m., last hour, Celtics put out a statement regarding Jabari Bird, saying, most importantly, our thoughts are with the victim of this incident. The Celtics organization deplores domestic violence of any kind, and we are deeply disturbed by the allegations against Jabari Bird. Pursuant to the domestic violence policy and the NBA's labor agreement, matters of this kind are handled by the league office, not the team, and so the Celtics will be working with both the league and local authorities to assist in their ongoing investigations. The team will have no further comment at this time.
That stinks. Stinks for them. Hey, we saw Wick last week at the game. He's so excited for the team to get going, for them to get off to a great start. And, you know, he's a class act. They don't deal with this stuff. Like he said, they don't tolerate this stuff. Not that he speaks for everybody in that organization, but you got to address it. And I know, okay, it goes to, so this is different now. So the league handles it along with the authorities. I'm just shocked she helped him get to the bed after his seizure. I ran out with the door wide open, kicking and screaming. Wow. It's pretty scary, the details on this.
Yeah, that's not that's detailed.
Yeah,
is what it is. They detailed.
This doesn't seem like this is going to be a he said she said. You know, while they were playing some sort of a game here, this is not like.
Well, I mean,
like, it's almost like you're keeping a prisoner. You slam her, you keep her in a locked in a bathroom, or after you knock her out, you put her under the bed, and then when she peeks out, you kick her with no shoes.
I mean, if there's a defense, it's it there was an incident, but it wasn't as bad as she said it was. I mean, right? I mean,
yeah,
what,
yeah, is yeah, that somebody, the incident? Somebody, a neighbor called the cops, but we were having an argument. There really wasn't, you know, physical altercation. This is multiple altercations physically. What would you do?
From the team?
Yeah, like,
how do I terminate him quickly?
I know, then you got to deal with agents and the Players Association, and you know, you gotta let the law.
I guess
take
they're just letting it go through the
you
process.
You have to let it take its course.
Through the proper channels before it happens.
You get so angry when you hear this stuff, though. Nowadays,
oh, it's brutal.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel like it's happening too often in sports.
Like we can see, yeah, and then all of a sudden here we go. You're gonna have to get a. He's gonna have some sort of defense that he has this issue.
It makes me feel like it was always going on. You just didn't know about it. You didn't hear about it. You didn't know about it. We live in a world of 24/7 coverage now where you know anything about anybody who's involved in something like that. Right?
Yeah.
And we know how this typically goes. If there's a tape of some sort of incident, it's always worse. If there's any sort of, you know,
pictures speak
tape,
everything.
Anything like that.
Yep. You remember how you felt about Adrian Peterson? Even I know it was his child, though, but until you saw those pictures, you're like, oh, my God.
I think the Ray Rice one is.
A Ray Rice video. That's the first thing I thought of when you said grabbed her by the ankles and drug her away from the door. I dragged her away from the door. Yeah.
Oof. We've got today's takeaways that are coming up here on Zolak and Bertrand. We'll close things out with that right after this.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's it.
All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Wake and 180 Weight Loss. Takeaway. Oh, a little skippity doodah there. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. What happened there?
I don't know. Track skipped a little bit. All right, let's get to the takeaways.
Let's do it.
Why don't we start with Lenny, who was talking fantasy today on the show? What are you laughing about already?
Just these. Some of these calls.
All right.
Last kid.
Where's Lenny from again?
He's North Shore guy.
Lenny.
Westminster.
Westminster.
Lenny in Westminster.
Leominster.
Lenny's in Westminster. Hi, Lenny.
Listen, I was talking to a lot of people about the Dez Bryant thing.
Oh.
And I was kind of curious. I didn't know you guys were going to be talking about it. So I would just pick him up just so nobody else could get him.
How much money you got? How much money you got?
Which team would you be afraid of them getting him?
Cleveland would take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, what are you going to face Cleveland?
You're afraid of Cleveland?
How about this?
Well, Cleveland's an upcoming team.
How about this? Jets looked pretty good week one, didn't they?
Yes, they did. But you got to give Cleveland a little time here. They got to get to know each other.
Lenny, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, not every Friday, but like maybe one Friday a month. If Ken or Pauly or Jungalo can't make the new show, to force them together on Friday night. No, I'm thinking like Lenny's a good fill-in host.
Lenny, you said you've been talking to a lot of people about this. Which people have you been talking to?
Well, it's fantasy stuff, and when you get in fantasy football, a lot of people talk. So, and they're all talking about Dez. Now, who do you pick up? You got to pick up people. You got to drop people.
Right. Pick up Dez, and he's not even playing.
I'm hearing rumors on TV that he's actually maybe he might be talking his tail a little, and he might be ready to come to the Patriots.
I love when you get into fantasy football, a lot of people talk.
I love the beginning of his call. He says, "I didn't know you're going to be talking about this, so I'm not really prepared." But did we call him? Or was he bragging?
I didn't know you were going to put me on the spot on this.
I looked right at you.
Or was he bragging by saying,
I didn't even know you were going to be talking about this, but listen to this. I already have formulated. Pick them up so no one else gets them.
When you get in fantasy football, a lot of people talk.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, especially with those big leagues. Hardy, I looked at you. I thought, this has got a Ken Phil written all over it.
What?
I don't know why. What was that? Like, if you squeeze... Jim, what's the sound when you squeeze a clown's nose? Say you go to the circus and you walk up to that clown with a red nose. Squeeze it?
You can do it. You can squeeze your microphone.
What's the Tom Werner horn sound like? Was that a... How would you even spell that? Is that meh? M-E-H?
No, it was more like...
We got a lot of sound effects that we can use with listeners. We got the Brady door. We got that. We got the...
All right, let's get to this. A call that nobody could hear but Zoe. But I let him keep going, Hardy, because Zoe could hear him and Zoe was engaging with him.
The only guys who want to do the bigger names like Kate or Brian. Is it intelligent? Is it money?
Because basically no salary to where you need to pay the guy. What Decker has? $75,000 signing bonus? So you're only on the hook for that. If he makes the team, his salary, I think, was like 1.2. And you take chances on guys who played in the league because you think, boy, maybe you got something left in them.
You think that those guys aren't going to be able to contribute? They might need to go get a bigger name?
I think there's a bigger name coming.
I can't believe you let him talk more on that phone.
Because Zoe was engaging with him, so I let it go. Zoe understood him.
I can hear things when I want to hear things.
Why did he stay on? Because Zoe was having a conversation with him that the rest of us couldn't understand, but hey, he was on a roll.
I made out like three words. He got like dog hearing when it comes to
it. Because
basically no selling, no...
It's crazy.
I was having another conversation. If you turn your headset up loud enough, it reverbs differently in your ear, the vibration.
And you can pick rattles around inside the old skull there.
Because basically no selling, no...
Unreal.
It's amazing.
Unbelievable. Okay, that is...
But maybe I snapped on you a little unfairly, Beetle. It's doing 5 days together this week as a show.
Yeah.
We haven't done it in months. We won't do it again for months. Now that football season is here,
it led to an incident this morning.
It's catching up with us.
It led to an incident.
It really did. You bringing a white
Zolak,
one?
Zolak, Bertrand,
you're
one? Hardy.
You going to bring a white one?
And you will also have a shot with Sosi at 9 a.m. Bob Sosi and the Patriots team, two of you, will be taking a picture together.
You have a box?
That's not nice.
So
what's your issue with this?
You bring
a white
one?
You immediately start griping about it.
So people going to bring white? You know, washed out people. You know, washed out Mazel looking white shirt.
Oh, I'm not doing it. No, forget it.
I'm doing it. I'm going to bring a nice blue.
Now you're on the air. You're saying you're going to do it.
No, I'm going to bring a blue.
All you kept telling us is you weren't going to
do it. Shut up.
Fired up there. Fired up just a little bit.
I mean, just bring a pressed blue shirt, collared shirt. Can't wear white.
If I could get...
They're going to put so much white powder on your forehead that you're not going to recognize each other anyway. We're going to look like corpses.
If I could get away with the sweater vest, I'd wear exactly what Felger is wearing today. Look at that. Baby blue sweater vest over a white shirt. It's not a good look. But you got to be able to wear a sweater
vest. Transformed our face hook up, guys. Where they flipped Beetle's face in mine.
A listener actually tweeted that to us.
Can they see that on the simulcast?
I don't know.
Oh my god!
I don't even know if we're on this.
There it is.
There it is.
Take it down.
I didn't know if we were still on TV.
Why does it look like you have lipstick on?
I don't know.
Your lips. They doctored your lips.
I don't know.
It's creepy. The old picture is creepy.
It is what it is.
That's very nice of Mary wanting to take new pictures of us. So it's gonna be like a school day picture.
I'm all for it. Felger going to cut his hair or no?
No.
It's going to go just the way you are. You're going to clean up for that.
Look like Richard Kimball. Yeah, a little bit. How did Facebook Live go yesterday, Mike? Pretty good? Yeah.
Mm.
The best is Stu in the background. The background shot of Stu and then
should we offer Felger the advice that we wanted to offer him that we talked about earlier? Yeah. The advice we're offering you is get on mic, Felger. Yeah. After you've done the 4 hours of sports, you don't need to keep doing sports on the Facebook Live. I know that's what you want to do.
Zero sports.
You want to do sports. The purpose of the Facebook Live is to not do sports.
Your best thing yesterday was how you met the wood and how hammered she was at the bar you met her at.
And then you run of all, then you run out of all that material, and it's just then you just grab
it. You don't grab that story time.
You've got stuff.
Yeah, you got stuff in there, man.
And you don't have to let people in too much, but a little bit. Just you've got so many stories.
His biggest critique of podcasts is a good one. It's just all grab ass, right?
It's all just aimlessly wandering.
Aimless. Yeah, but that's what people, there is a crowd that likes that.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's why they want you doing this.
Yeah. I'm going to have to work my
way
towards
that. They want
you
to connect with that younger audience, Felger, and this is how you can do it.
The younger audience wants to hear aimless grab ass?
Yeah.
Yes.
What does Michael Felger eat? He's lost all this weight. Where'd Fat Felger go? Who took those pictures?
That's what they want.
Why do they put them up there?
I have to work my way up to that, like I said.
Yeah.
But ease your way in, but get there.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
They already got
talk more wrestling.
They have the sports wrestling show. They have you for 4 hours a day.
Why does a 30-year-old man still watch wrestling? They want to know all that stuff.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys have a fabulous
Thursday. Okay? I want to hear Felger admit why he doesn't play golf anymore. I'm going to ask that on the Facebook.
You already know that.
I want him to talk about